time. It's 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler, Michael Forte is at our controls in the studio in Washington, and we'll be joined by Dr. Jack Stockwell in a moment, talking about three different things, the drug interactions that young women can have with these morning after pills, the hepatitis A infections that are floating around, and Dr. Jack on Glenn Beck. In a matter of moments. First, though, a little sports news. I'm Biff Steffen.
You never do sports news. I'm so impressed.
Well, the the story from Japan. This reminds me of something that happened here, Michael. How many years ago, or Kenny? How many years ago was there a problem with juicing the balls? I think that's the term.
I remember that from the 90s somewhere.
Yeah, I think you're right. So now the same thing is going on apparently in Japan, where baseball, there's some countries like America, some Central and South American countries, and Japan as well, that have huge interest in baseball.
Yes.
So, after months of denying the inexplicably huge surge in home runs, the people running the Japan baseball leagues have admitted they secretly switched the design of the ball to make the game more exciting.
Oh.
Players and fans have been quizzing Nepal Professional Baseball after seeing a 40% rise in the number of balls that were banged out of the parks.
Huh.
In April, the league said the specifications of their balls.
I cannot be trusted during this conversation.
No, you can't. No,
it's, you should lower my microphone.
Have not been changed.
Really?
Been repeated several times. But on Tuesday, the chief of the NPB, the National Professional Baseball League, came clean, saying that they had asked manufacturers to adjust the ball to give it greater bounce off the bat, and they demand the company keep it quiet.
Hmm.
Our understanding
they didn't
was...
do a very good job if we're talking
no,
about
not,
it.
No, didn't do that at all. The commissioner's name is Rosco Kato.
Hmm.
Sounds like somebody from the Green Hornet, doesn't it?
It does.
Former Japanese ambassador to Washington originally ordered the change himself, along with the makeup of the bats there. The cork core of the ball was wrapped with a low-resilience rubber, and its seams were widened. And that made the ball go further, and so scandal galore in Japan with this. All right, and if that wasn't bad enough, if that wasn't enough to get you all riled up, we have the story at DougSteffen.com that actually, as a result of, I guess, maybe the age of social media, you saw the story about the, I think this was yesterday, an NHL coach from the Edmonton Oilers got fired, and the bosses used Skype to have a count.
You're fired.
That's what they said.
Nice.
Ralph Kruger is the former coach of the Edmonton Oilers. Found out that the way to a guy's head is to use
Here's
Skype.
Here's his first clue. He was the coach of the Edmonton Oilers. Yeah. That's your first clue that you know you're out of town.
I'd never been fired in 24 years as a hockey coach. First time. And,
Sad. Yeah. Did you guys see the fight last night at the Dodgers-Diamondbacks game?
No.
Holy moly, even the coaches were involved. Two bench-clearing brawls.
Really?
Yes, Don Mattingly and Kirk Gibson and Mark McGwire were all involved with the fight.
Why were they fighting?
Because the Diamondbacks pitcher... No, the Diamondbacks pitcher hit five Dodgers last night, two of them in the head.
Okay, so that's a cause for a fight.
Absolutely.
The guy should be thrown out of the game.
Absolutely. Right. Don't hit anybody in the head.
No, you don't hit him at all.
Geesh.
What kind of barbarism is that?
Five times.
All right, we have items.
First
of...
four, excusable. Last one.
All right. Okay. So enough on the sports. Thank you for the sports report. Oh, you're welcome. I did the sports report myself, right? I didn't even call it.
The bench-clearing brawl.
Yes, you did. Okay, so that's good. Meanwhile, Dr. Jack Stockwell, here in just a moment to talk about three different elements that you might be interested in that have to do with your health and well-being. That's up next here on Good Day.
So, kids, how was your day? Polo shirt, how about you?
My name's Brian.
Oh, Tessie. Golf bag? Do you upset your little brother?
Stop calling me golf bag!
Honey, you have to stop calling them by the Father's Day presents you won from Kmart.
You're right, I'll stop. Sorry, Grill.
You did not just call me Grill.
Jill. I meant Jill.
Kmart has everything you need for a great Father's Day, including surprise points for members. Check ShopYourWay.com to see if you got them. Kmart. It all starts here. Must be a member before 5:30. Points expire 6:15 and vary by status and other factors.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond powder. Relief starts now.
This Father's Day, Nook makes it easy to find the perfect gift for Dad. The all-new Nook HD Plus tablet, just $149. This week only, save $120. Nook HD Plus is everything Dad wants in a tablet. Ultralight with a 9-inch display, perfect for books, magazines, movies, and TV shows. And now with over 700,000 Android apps and games. Hurry to Barnes & Noble for the best gift for Dad. Nook HD Plus, just $149. An incredible savings of $120. This week only. Android is a trademark of Google, Inc.
This morning, I exercised, showered, ate breakfast, and walked two dogs, all before work. It's been a typical day for me. That's why I wear Hanes X-Temp t-shirts, socks, and underwear, because X-Temp has moisture-wicking and cooling properties that adapt to my body's temperature and activity level to keep me dry and comfortable all day long. And now, Walmart has Hanes X-Temp tees and Boxer Brief 3+1 bonus packs for just $12.96. So bring a little comfort to your crazy day with Hanes X-Temp. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Save more of your money when you stay at America's Best Value Inn and spend more of your time doing the things you love. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet and continental breakfast at most locations. Plus, enjoy hundreds of instant rewards with our Value Club. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal!
This is eHarmony founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. We know that not everyone is hoping to get married. So if you're looking for a fun, rewarding dating life, eHarmony.com could be perfect for you. We'll bring you people that share your passions and are truly compatible with you. Think how much you'll enjoy life when you have people of quality to date. Visit eHarmony.com. Stop waiting. Start communicating for free today.
All right, let's get to Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is one of the two doctors associated with our program. He's also one of only 24 NUCCA board-certified chiropractors here in our country, and he has a great practice in Salt Lake City. I'm happy to call him, as with all the people that are on my program, all of them are my friends. And Jack is my very good friend. He's taken very good care of me in many different ways over the years that we've known each other. And so other than having great admiration for him and appreciation, he also is a pretty smart cookie. So I'm going to bring him this discussion that maybe some of you heard earlier, the discussion about the morning after pill, which now the Justice Department and the administration says okay to give to anybody. And what I want to know is, if you're an 11-year-old kid and you go in and say, give me some of that stuff, and you may be on some prescription, but how are you going to really know, or aspirin or anything, what the interaction is, and what should parents be thinking about, or what should children be thinking about when it comes to this is the law, this is what's going to happen. So what are the vagaries here, Jack?
Well, what the vagaries is what is going to happen to the reproductive system of a young lady when these kinds of chemicals are introduced into the body. You know, the big abortion issue has gone on for centuries. It'll probably go on for centuries.
Yeah, that's not
And the experts are saying, well, this isn't an abortive device. It doesn't cause abortion. It just prevents fertilization from taking place. But as though the debate would end at that point. It doesn't end at that point. It causes tremendous chemical changes inside the reproductive system of a female.
Right.
You know, I mean, the guy gets away scot-free, and then as is usually the case in modern America, it's the woman who's going to pay the debt for this kind of a mistake. And there are it changes the surface of the endometrium inside the uterus, hoping to prevent implantation if the pill is taken a few days later. It takes about, you know, about 2 to 3 days after sex for actual fertilization to take place. So the idea is to get the pill the very next day so that it stops, chemically will stop fertilization from taking place. And it's not like, you know, some little policeman shows up inside the fallopian tube and says, there are drastic chemical changes that take place that can, because we don't have long-term research on this, cause some lasting dire effects later on. And thanks for that word.
Dire.
Dire.
All right, next item, acute hepatitis A infections. 87 people across 8 states have been tied to a fruit, berry, and mix drink that comes from a company called Townsend Farms in Fairview, Oregon. What's hepatitis A, and is it something that's easily fixed, or is it something that's, that could be a death,
What it isn't, it's not Hep B, which is usually involved with sexual transmission or in the drug community, those kinds of things, which can be very serious for the liver, or hepatitis C, which is the worst one of the three, because that's almost impossible to get out of the body and can end up leading to serious cancer, liver problems, least of which is liver dysfunction. Hepatitis A, again, affects the A. It's a virus, the liver, excuse me, and it's a virus that gets inside the liver that will disrupt in time the liver's ability to produce certain enzymes, to produce certain functions that it has to do as far as blood detoxifications and other things to take place. Hepatitis has kind of a long-term effect if it isn't addressed quickly. So in the medical world, there are certain kinds of therapies, chemical therapies that need to be used. The problem is antibiotics don't really work.
No.
Because it's a virus. Yeah. And so that's why they're insisting that everybody go out immediately and get a Hep A vaccine, mm-hmm. which is like it's closing the barn door after the horses
after
are out.
Right.
Yeah, you know, I mean, what's the idea is that if you get this artificial approach to the immune system enhancement that vaccines are, the idea is it's to enhance the immune system so the immune system can go after it. But, you know, we deal with viral stuff here in our clinic all the time, and there's some very easy ways to enhance the immune system, especially when you're dealing with viral entities. Calcium lactate, cataplex F, cataplex C, just things that we know from standard process that we know for a long time now have a tremendous impact on the body's ability to deal with viral entities.
Yeah. All right, last week, Glenn Beck was told by his doctors that his vocal cords had been paralyzed. So he's not going to be speaking from time to time. He's going to use cards. I smile at that. We got about 60 seconds here. What happens when your vocal cords get paralyzed, and how do you think?
Well, sure. Then thank goodness, Doug, for all of us, it hasn't happened to you yet. Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Right.
What would I do with my Wednesday mornings if your vocal cords were paralyzed?
Talk tomorrow. More.
Yeah.
Well, he's 10 years younger than I am, I'm on the air 5-6 hours a day, but I'm talking all day long, you know, in the normal course of business, et cetera, et cetera. He is too. So is this something, a little honey and it'll go away, or what?
Well, there's two major causes here. One's some kind of a nerve innervation problem the nerve isn't getting the signal to the vocal cords. Something else actually could be a bacterial or viral component, again, that could be infecting the fine little tiny ligaments in the muscular action.
A danger to his career?
Well, it could be, obviously, for a long-term thing. I mean, you just see him holding up cards the rest of his life.
Right now. Unless he's going to do a mime show. Dr. Yeah. Jack Stockwell. Check out jackstockwell.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com.
enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
This is Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods, number one song during this week in 1974. This is about 4 months before I started doing a talk radio program. I remember I did an afternoon radio program on an FM music station in Boston, and I did a countdown show, a three-hour countdown show on Sunday mornings. And there's something about this song when it became number one, or when it was on its way up the chart and down there. It's such a happy song. It just sounds like, the message isn't necessarily happy. And matter of fact, it's,
it really doesn't matter, though. As long as they sing it with a little right. jump in their step, yeah. you know.
And is this the story of a soldier, Kenny?
Yes.
Yeah. And I think that Billy doesn't make it. No, I didn't think so. Yeah. And here we are laughing about poor Billy. At any rate.
Hey, we told him, don't be a hero,
yeah,
Billy.
Yeah, you didn't take our advice. 25 at the hour on the Wednesday Doug Steffen Good Day program. So this week's release of The Man of Steel, the movie starring Henry Cavill, he becomes the latest in a long line of actors to play Superman.
And do you take the job because there's the curse with Superman?
Well, I think that's the story at DougSteffen.com, the curse of Superman, longstanding superstition based on a series of misfortunes, both professional and personal, that have plagued all the actors who have been Superman. The notorious case of George Reeves, who was the original Superman on television, actually, what's the guy's name from Boston, who was the original model for Superman? Oh, man. Mayo Khan was his name. That's pretty good that I can pull
that
out.
That's really good.
That is
impressive.
Good. At any rate, so George Reeves was a television Superman, but most of the Supermen who've been involved in the live action sort of this, the first actual actor who was Superman was Kirk Allen, who was on Broadway. He was in vaudeville before going to Hollywood, got a lot of bit parts, low-budget films, that sort of thing, and his big break became the role of Superman. He played in 1948. It was a live-action serial that chronicled Kal-El's coming to Earth, growing up, befriending Lois Lane, Jimmy Olsen, the Daily Planet story, all the bad villains, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He was in Atom Man versus Superman, a movie produced in 1950, which featured Lyle Talbot in his first big role as Lex Luthor. And then he proved, as the first victim of the curse, he became too closely associated with Superman, unable to have much of a career following the serials. He appeared in a few more, you know, stories like this, but he never got another job. He had a cameo appearance as Lois Lane's father in Superman in 1978. Anyway, he was offered the role of Superman in the television series, but he turned it down, and that's why George Reeves stepped in. He was in it for, what, I think 8 years it was on television, and he couldn't find another job, and he committed suicide. He was actually a Broadway guy, so he took the long way out. And then the story of Christopher Reeve, we all know about him and what happened on the horse, died in October of 2004. So is this guy the next one? Who played
Hope
Superman?
Not.
There was another Superman in the movie that, what's his face? Christian Bale, was that? No, I don't
know. No, Dean Cain played him on TV, and
yeah,
there was another one on in the movies.
But Spacey was the bad guy. Who was the Superman in that one? I don't remember who that one. We'll look it up.
Okay.
28 past the hour. Okay,
it.
Thank you.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. The number one New York Times bestseller, Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children, is a mysterious novel that mixes fiction with found photographs. The author is Ransom Riggs.
I have a pretty broad readership in that, you know, there are many teenagers because the book's marketed as a young adult novel, and classes in school have read it, and then older people too, you know, men and women, older folks, and they all have a pretty wide range of reactions to the book. The young kids seem to get hooked in just the story and the magical world that Jacob discovers and the creatures and the peculiar abilities. And the older readers tend to respond to the connection to history that the book has. There's a lot in there about World War II, and I try to tie in the fantasy narrative with real history a little bit so that the book has one foot in history and one foot in fantasy. And adults and older folks really are interested in the photos and where I got the photos, if they're manipulated at all. Very few of them are, by the way. On the surface, it's very creepy and the pictures are unsettling, and people often tell me I had to keep all the lights on when I was reading your book and it gave me nightmares and I couldn't sleep, and you know, that makes me blush with pride. But I think at its heart, it's a story about a kid who's coming to terms with himself and building new relationships and breaking out of his comfort zone, and it's a coming-of-age story in many ways.
Novelist Ransom Riggs, author of Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Come to Burnsville, Minnesota to attend the Healthy Body 13 Conference.
2 days only.
Friday, June 21st at 6 p.m. for the opportunity meeting. And Saturday, June 22nd at 9 a.m. for training by Tom Chenault. Learn about Dr. Joe Wallach, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. For details, call 651-695-7750. That's 651-695-7750. Or visit HealthyBody13.com. HealthyBody13.com. Income at home with nutrition done right. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Continuing discussion, the most important stories of the day here, taken from the best minds I could find.
Boy, you didn't have a very big pool.
Remember the drowning pool? Here we are. Ooh. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler. Now, Richie is dealing with his treatment, so he's in and out as he can be. But we all, every day, spend a moment thinking about him and directing our love.
A little extra prayer for him today because he is awaiting results. He had to see if the cancer went into his bone marrow. So let's pray that it didn't, because that would, you know, doesn't affect his point of view. But let's just pray that it's not there.
Yep. Okay, so at, where are we, 26 minutes before the hour, a lot of people talking, as we know, about America's surveillance activity. Are we becoming the surveillance state? There is evidence. So those who say, who use this, that we're saving lives, where is the evidence?
You know, I saw a meme yesterday. You know what a meme is, right? One of those little funny pictures that people paste on Facebook and, and Twitter.
Yep.
And it had a picture of Tamerlan Tsarnaev. And then above it, it said, must not have been a Verizon customer.
Yeah. Right. The bombers, the Boston bomber.
The Boston bomber, correct.
Right. Now, this whole thing, since it was revealed last week by the NSA that they're collecting this data on millions of you, the question most people are asking, why should I care that the government has all this information? And so, thinking back to last Thursday, when I first wrapped myself around this, although the story is well over a week old now, the metadata of all of these millions and millions of customers, the woman told me that she was less concerned about the intelligence agency knowing her phone number than she was about the local CVS, which has been calling her at inconvenient times and pressuring her to renew prescriptions that she was filling in another pharmacy. How in the world can we get into that? Yeah. She's more concerned about CVS calling her than she is the NSA mining the data.
See, here's the deal. I think people go, well, I don't have anything to hide, so it's not a big deal.
But that's not it.
But I know, but that's the first reaction that I have. Like, if they really, you're going to listen to my conversation, you're not going to find anything. But here's the deal. I'm so tired, and we're on a really slippery slope of people spitting on the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if we're going to make it invalid, this changes the whole way of thinking, our whole way of life in this country. I mean, to make something, to make that document that we're founded on irrelevant is scary, regardless of whether you have anything to hide or not, or you care if somebody's listening to your phone conversation. It's the fact that the whole boundary of us having personal freedoms here, the whole reason we were founded, is at risk.
If you don't feel a surveillance state bearing down on you, the way you are being borne down, if that's the right English, by pushy marketers that have a lot of people concerned. And apparently this woman, when we had the conversation on the air, said it bothered her more than it, you know, the CBS call is more bothersome than worried by the NSA. You really have missed the point. And so what I go back to is what Kenny told us, I think, on Monday about, or maybe it was last Friday, I can't remember now. The NSA has been doing this for years, back in 2006, talking about the story that was in USA Today, that the NSA was monitoring Americans' phone conversations without warrants. A poll showed the public was evenly divided on whether it was good or bad. And basically, the polls are showing the same thing now, which is extraordinary. You think it helped to catch terrorists or prevent attacks? Show us the proof. Where is that proof? It doesn't exist. That's why nobody's shown it. You don't think these people would be waving that out in front of us?
Oh, for sure.
If there was real, solid proof?
They don't want this problem.
Not necessarily.
Oh, Roberta, please, don't be naive.
Not necessarily, because then you give away your hand.
No, yeah. But they haven't
been given away. That hand's been given away.
I think the hand is dealt right now. I can't see any. I heard an interview with Mike Rogers, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, who said that the database has helped thwart a terrorist attack in the last few years. So some reporter said, what are the details of that? And he says, which means I don't have an example. Okay, go ahead, Roberski.
When people say this goes against our Constitution, I have to take a little bit of exception to that, due to the fact that these types of things weren't even in the wildest imagination of the people who wrote the Constitution. And I would love to have Thomas Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson and George Washington here. And in today's society and in today's world and in today's world of information and technology and terrorism, and just see what they would have to say about it. I think our Constitution is a marvelous thing. I think the way this country was founded and the fact that we embrace diversity at its best, when we're at our best, because that's what makes us strong. At the same time, I think there are many people who, just as people misinterpret the Bible, there are people who misinterpret the Constitution and don't bring it into today's world, just like people don't bring the Bible into today's world. They don't bring the Constitution into today's world and think of, well, what does this really mean in today's society? Because both these documents were written at extremely simple times.
Well,
compared
compared
to what we are today, I saw
it's a different set of problems, though.
Well, then we ought to have a constitutional convention.
I saw a statistic once that said that one issue of Sunday's New York Times, right, just one issue of Sunday's New York Times, contains more information than an entire lifetime 150 years
ago. I think that's true. I've heard that as well, and I think that we have now produced every day more information than was in the first set of Encyclopedia Britannica.
Yes,
that happens
indeed.
All the time.
In
that,
one day.
That
so you think about that.
All right, well, let's think about it.
It means a lot. It means
we'll
a
carry
lot.
It back,
it
then.
It means a lot.
Let's go. It means a lot to you, and I hear what you're saying. However, there's a naivete, and I'm the most naive member of this group. So when it comes down to being naive, I'll hold and take and be happy to have the record on it with certain exceptions.
That's why I love you, Doug. You're so sweet.
Well, but the bottom line here is that we have a situation that is so heinous. And if it doesn't get addressed, the people that did the Constitution, yeah, you're right, they didn't foresee all of this technology that we have today. But one of the things that they would have said, I am quite sure, about where we are and where we have been and where we're going, I would be very surprised if the people that we're talking about would have supported, I mean, they didn't know, but they're all businessmen. Most of them are pretty wealthy. Mm-hmm. Would they have had a hand in co-opting the government the way it is, the political system, the way the Supreme Court were going along with Citizens United and allowing all of the influence from the big corporations to basically ruin?
I think they would be appalled by it. I think they would be appalled by it.
So that's the same thing. That's
appalled.
That's something that's been taken and bashed around as well. And so I think this is so complex and becomes very, it's a fascinating conversation and great to have. But whether or not we can do anything about it, at this point, do we have to have a constitutional convention? Do we change
everything? We have to have something. Because at its core, and I don't disagree with what Roberta has to say, that you do have to interpret things in modern times. But I do think at its core, the Constitution deals with the fact that we have a set of personal freedoms that we are awarded as citizens of this country. Mm-hmm. And I think when you start looking into, I mean, it's a very scary proposition, when you start looking into taking away those freedoms, and that's what spying on citizens without just cause does. I'm all for it. If you think that, if you have reason to believe that I'm into terrorist activities, listen away. I'll never argue with you on that one. But when it comes to just listening to 121 million Americans or keeping records of their phone conversations, I mean, that does violate at its core what the Constitution sets out to protect.
But you don't know anymore, Jen, who's a terrorist and who isn't. Well, that's
and that
the
goes
problem.
Back to the original.
That's
the sad
the
reality is that we've created these terrorists because of our own actions. And now we are
or
losing.
Excuse me? Or inactions.
Yeah, well, the fact that we have done what we've done as an imperialistic nation around the world without announcing like the Europeans did and going for it 150, 200, 300 years ago, we've done it. Sort of in the name of business, supposedly, and that's why people don't like us. I mean, that gave the excuse to these people who want to stir the pot anyway. It gives them reason to get soldiers to go do what they do. Americans, look at what they did to our country. You know, and so...
Well, the simplistic mindset that they use, it could be compared to the Taliban, quite frankly. It's you know, the whole thing that my country, right or wrong, it's so simplistic that that it's almost false advertising in many ways.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, anyway, we can't solve the problem here, but we can give people cause to think about it. One of the things that's happening as well, because of the conspiratorial bent of this, is a book that I remember reading in college.
This is actually a positive, I think, that has come out of all this.
Yeah, no, it is.
Oh, yeah. This is a really big positive.
And the positive is that he can come out and say this. See, my problem would be if all of a sudden we couldn't travel. My problem would be if all of a sudden we couldn't start a business. My problem would be if all of a sudden someone like this could not come out and say these things and report it to the media. Then I would have a real issue as far as freedoms are concerned.
Well, but there is an issue. They want the guys you voted for want to shut this guy up.
Mm-hmm. Well, you had to leave the country.
Yeah.
Well, of course they do.
Right. Yeah.
But that's part of the checks and balances of our country. That's fine. So they want to shut him up. But we have a constitutional right not to be shut up.
George, well, but the Constitution is being trampled on. Yeah. We just talked about it. That's what we're talking about. Is the Constitution's gone?
Right
to
back
hell.
There, it's gone.
So
all right.
Anyway.
So, but the real positive, what I was getting at, is this book, 1984, George Orwell's 1984, has actually taken this surge in popularity because of the surveillance scandal. Oh. It's now number 4 on Amazon's list of movers and shakers, and the sales for the book have risen 5,771% as of yesterday morning, with a current sales rank of 213. That's up 12,507 from a few days ago.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
How you remember some of the things. I remember All Pigs Are Equal All pigs are equal, but some are more equal than others. Remember that from that book? And there was another George Orwell book.
I don't think I ever read 1984. I want to pick
Animal
it up.
Farm. Animal Farm is where that quote came from.
Right.
Yeah. Animal, yeah. All pigs are equal. But this is the same kind of book. Mm-hmm. It is the same
and
basic essence.
June 8th was its 64th anniversary, so how cool that it's like celebrating. Wow. It's getting this huge surge on its on its anniversary date.
All right. Speaking of anniversaries and surges, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Father's Day is this weekend.
Oh, yes.
When you're smiling, the whole world smiles at you. When you're smiling and your teeth are ugly, the whole world boos at you. So when you're using power swabbing to whiten up your teeth... I don't know if I'm going further than that. That's not bad, though.
Me neither, actually.
So but
I don't know if you can go any further.
The secret with power swabs is that this tooth detergent comes from coconut oil, all natural, does lift the stains off of your teeth. So if you're a father and you're not too pleased with the yellowness of your teeth, then perhaps you might want to try this out. You can get a hold of it right away. Get it in time for Father's Day, at least to get one treatment. Hurry up. Call 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602. Unlike normal teeth whiteners, power swabs remove stains from caps, crowns, veneers. So if you'd like to try this product risk-free right now so that you can have a whiter smile on Father's Day, I mentioned Doug Steffen. We'll send it to you free, and that is free shipping. You don't pay for the product, but we'll ship it to you free. 800-865-7602. That's the number for power swabs. Get the stains off of your teeth and keep working at them. You'll have beautiful teeth. It will happen. 800-865-7602.
Membership helps Strictly Bicycles keep business tuned.
Building a bike is like building a small business. With a bike, it's about weight, and a business, it's cutting costs.
The Plum Card from American Express Open offers an early pay discount or extra time to pay your bill with no interest.
It helps with my cash flow and lets me reinvest so I can put my money to work.
Find out more about open.com.
I'm Nelson Gutierrez, and I'm a member of Making My Money Work as Hard as I Do.
This is what membership is. This is what membership does.
Terms and conditions apply.
It's everyone's favorite meat game, Jack Swap! Ken picked grill number one and got ribeye steak.
Ken, you can keep the steak.
Or
swap it
for the ribeye pork chop.
Swap it.
Pork is less expensive.
I'll swap it. Nicely done, Ken. You've won delicious pork and great value on
Swap.
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
When our veterans return home, the challenges they face vary. With family and friends to support them, some make the transition pretty easily, but for some, the challenges are daunting. For those veterans that need support, there is the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Without their involvement and strong organizational mission, some veterans would slip through the cracks, and that's just not acceptable. I know my listeners support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. It's evidenced in your donations, but I'd like to challenge each of you to remember they need your support, not once, but ongoing. Be a part of helping veterans get the care they need by texting to donate. Text PURPLE to 20222 to donate $10. Just $10 can make a huge difference. Text PURPLE to 20222. Text and data rates may apply. Or you can call 877-743-1631 to donate. That's 877-743-1631. Cash or credit card donations are accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. Or you can visit them online at purpleheartcars.org. That's purpleheartcars.org. Please donate today.
Choosing the correct engine oil for your Buick is critical to the life of its engine. Pay attention to both the proper oil specification as well as the viscosity grade. I said, pay attention to both the proper oil...
You look great.
You
too.
Proper...
Maybe we should celebrate our anniversary every night.
Hello?
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. For a limited time, get a 5-quart oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate debit card. Allows 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends July 31st, 2013.
All right, the latest craze for those of you who love crazes. I'm very interested in, because June is, what is it, Bride Month or whatever it is?
Mm-hmm. Wedding month.
Yeah, June brides. Yeah.
June is busting out all over. So you probably have seen, if you haven't, check out the latest trend, bride racing. If you haven't seen that, bride racing.
Sounds fantastic.
At DougStephan.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
PX. Like I'm
no idea who they are, but I do know the theme song to Scooby-Doo, and I like it.
Somebody whose first name begins with an M, next one X. So it's Xander, and what would be another name that begins with an X? Is that about it?
Yeah, X-Ray.
Yeah, Xavier. Okay. Xander and Xavier, there we go, and
there
Michael
go.
And Paul. Anyway, from Scooby-Doo, the number one movie this week in 2002. So, Scooby-Doo to you, where are you? As we get started, movie music starts movie moments. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here with the movie news in a moment. First, though, we have a contest. How did we do yesterday with the contest? We had a lot of people.
Got it.
They all have the right answer. I've forgotten. I don't remember sometimes. One day blurs into another day. It happens that way. At any rate, 888-302-3684 is the number to dial when you figure out what this movie is. We have three audio clips from a movie. Star becomes 60 years old today, and that's why he's in the focus and the movie's in the focus. Let's see how we do. Here's the first audio clip.
There seems to be no sign of intelligent life anywhere.
888-302-3684. Chucker, does that ring a bell?
I know the actor.
Yes. All right, and the actor at a big TV show. And then sort of did like Steve Carell. Didn't he decide to get off television and do movies?
He's on television right now.
Oh, is he?
Back on TV.
Is he back on TV?
He had a nice run, had a few big hits.
Yeah, those Santa Claus movies. Wasn't he in a bunch of Santa Claus movies? Do I remember that?
He was.
Three of them.
Okay. 888-302-3684. Next clue from this movie.
You are a sad, strange little man, and you have my pity.
He sounds like Chevy Chase.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
But he isn't. It's not Chevy Chase.
I agree.
He's shorter. 888-302-3684. And he had a substance abuse problem, it seems to me, early in his career, didn't
Long
he?
Long time ago.
Yeah.
Alcohol.
He had a lot of problems.
Yeah.
I believe he served time, right?
I think so. I know I've seen a mugshot.
Yeah, I think so. Okay, last clue.
I just want you to know that even though you tried to terminate me, revenge is not an idea we promote on my planet.
Oh, well, that's good.
But we're not on my planet.
Uh-huh.
Are we?
We're on my planet. 888-302-3684. All right, figure it out, and you'll win the prize. First person in with the right answer who hasn't won before in Movie Moments will be taken care of handsomely, as we'll take care of Chuck Curry handsomely in a moment here with Movie News on Good Day.
Don't let this be just another average Father's Day. Now through Sunday, Guitar Center celebrates Dad during our Not Your Average Father's Day sale with over 100 special deals throughout the store, like mic or speaker stands, your choice, buy one, get one free. An Epiphone Dreadnought acoustic guitar for just $89. AKG stereo headphones for just $19. Or a five-piece electronic drum kit for only $299. Guitar Center's Not Your Average Father's Day sale ends Sunday, because Dad is much better than average.
Have a good day. Next.
Hi there. Two hot dogs, please.
Oh, honey, this has been the perfect getaway, and I can't believe how much money we saved with Hotels.com.
Shh. If people find out, we've got extra money.
Oh, sweetie, relax.
Here you go.
How much?
For you, $37.
Whoa.
Plus, it's extra.
What is it, wrapped in gold?
Yes. The Hotels.com 4th of July sale. Now through July 4th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
All right. Chucker, what do we have for movie news today?
All right. The opening today in theaters, This Is the End, an end-of-the-world comedy starring Seth Rogen, Jonah Hill, and James Franco. Many are calling it the comedy of the summer. Besides the fact it's getting pretty good reviews from the nation's critics, it tested through the roof in preview screenings. A lot of good reviews, a lot of good advanced reviews, surprisingly, for World War Z, the $200 million zombie film starring actor Brad Pitt. It opens next weekend. In movie news in general, Paramount pitches in negotiations to take over the Terminator franchise from Skydance Productions. Whether or not Arnold Schwarzenegger will return is yet to be determined. I say he'll play some sort of a role if it gets going later this year in filming. And Paramount negotiating a deal with director John Chu to return to direct G.I. Joe 3. The second installment did pretty well worldwide, so there will be a third one. I can't get excited about the G.I. Joe franchise, but
no.
It doesn't do much for me.
All right, no, it's just more shoot 'em up. That's all it is, right? Yeah, when you get right
not
down
much to substance it. To it. Yeah.
Here's J.J. in St. Roberts, Missouri. Hi, J.J.
How you doing this morning?
Well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well.
What's the name of the movie?
Name of the movie is Toy Story.
Tim Allen is 60 today. Hey, JJ, look out for that weather that's supposed to come through where you are today. It looks pretty wild and woolly. You had any of it yet, or is it coming this afternoon?
Might be coming this afternoon.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.